immigrants, expats. We are British and black, living across the sea.
So why don't you join us? Je suis Kat
and je suis Nat, and pour yourself a cup of tea
in the morning
as you listen to our podcast weekly.
Our podcast weekly.
Yeah, I had to shut my windows because the neighbours they're out in their garden and they're playing some music, which is a sign for us that we're on the right pathway and doing the right thing. So I don't know if it's a, I think it might be an Enrique song, or it could be one of the others, lovely gentlemen.
Enrique Iglesias.
Yeah, it'd be like da 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 da. But you were singing another song.
It's like Critica, but you can.
No, it's not that one.
Are we going to find us the same song?
Yo no puedo más. Yo no puedo más.
Yo no puedo más.
That's another song. But this one, da 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 da.
Okay, I got you, Kat. I feel like Enrique's taking the mick out of us. This man's releasing the same song.
Really, know two songs and they're both the same.
This man's releasing the same tune, right?
Listen,
and we're lapping it up because those two songs are too similar.
Listen, that Bailamos song is my favourite.
Bailamos, let the rhythm take you over.
Let's go
old school Enrique. Would you know about Bailamos, Catherine? Catherine?
Yeah, I know.
Do you know about old school Enrique? But what do people know about old school Enrique? Bailamos. When the rhythm takes you over, Bailamos.
The other one is
Te quiero, amor mío.
Listen. No, no puedo más. You know who turns up in that song, I believe?
Who? Mark Anthony. Mark Anthony. No, because I love him.
All the way. I think it's right. All the way from Jamaica.
Shana Paul.
I feel like Shana Paul's in a version. Because he likes to support everyone. You can't tell me Shana Paul don't support the people.
Shana Paul is an equal opportunity.
I'm only having positive things about Shana, because sometimes I talk about him and it's not as positive as I'd like it to be. But Shana Paul, this is your flowers
you
today.
You went to see Shana Paul, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. And it was, you know what? It was
Paris.
Funny. Listen, I'm trying to stay positive. I don't know if I could tell you what happened,
Catherine. You are going to tell us what happened. You're not, it's not opinion, it's actually just what happened.
Well, listen, you know Shana Paul supports everybody.
Yeah, right.
So
I mean, that's good. Like, he's an equal opportunity.
Listen, the other day I'm doing some dance exercise with this French lady called on YouTube. Her name's Tara's Body. She's so good.
Shout
She's
out,
amazing.
Big up.
Shout out Tara's Body. She's amazing. But she does this song what's that song? Every morning I wake up singing it and now I've forgotten it. What's that song? I think it's like Blazing.
Shana we be Paul. Burning that
not that one, not that one. Aye. What is
Blazing.
This song?
Blaze it up. Is it like a Major
it's
Lazer
so
one?
Good. I don't know. It was back in the day. It was so good. Everyone remind me about it later.
Yeah.
But Shana Paul, when I went to see him in Paris, God bless his soul, his lovely Shana Paul.
And his lovely cotton socks.
His socks, yeah. God bless his socks. So we know now that he sings with everybody else.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to use an expression that Natalia says. Tell me why. That's an Italianism. He's playing to like a backing track. So, you know, Anne-Marie, Little Mix, Sia, they're on the backing track. I thought, what kind of get one woman, I could do it, that sings all the parts and then he does the shot up all parts.
Right, yeah, that's so bizarre.
Like, so rockabye, baby, rockabye.
I'm gonna rock you,
yeah?
Rockabye.
Like, no one was singing that. They should have got
you do
person.
It, you do it, and I'll be Shana Paul. Go
yeah,
on.
Yeah. So rockabye, baby, rockabye.
Rockabye, baby.
Rockabye, baby.
It's
don't cry.
Shana Paul. Shana Paul and Blue Cantrell. Look, do you know what he should have done, actually? He should have
what
done...
Blue Cantrell?
No, but Catherine, he should have done a medley.
Yeah.
Was it a medley?
No, because he could have blessed us with his old tracks and he was doing some of the new tracks.
Yeah,
but
he should have done it in a medley.
Amazing song.
But Catherine, can I just cut in with something completely irrelevant and completely different, but it just reminded me of this moment.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, did you want to say something? Finish saying
No, I just really want to trying to discreetly try and find the blazing song.
Okay, discreetly find the blazing song when I tell you this. I tell you something. I don't know if it's because I am in France or it's because I just, this would normally happen. But there's certain things that happen culturally in the UK that always comes, but just comes to my memory. And yeah. I always quote it. So when Boy Boy is being long or is taking his time with stuff, do you know what I say? You probably won't. There's two things. There's two things. There's no long ting, no rinky dinky dink, no long ting, which is Danao, right, from his song Party Hard. So my son knows about no rinky dinky dink, no long ting. There's that. But Catherine, I always say, come on, move your butt. I always say, come on, move your buddy. No.
Oh my gosh.
So let me just explain for those who don't know and people who aren't from the UK. This has got to be such an iconic moment. It will never fail to make me laugh, but it's basically taken from the X Factor back in the day. Like, what year was that? Like 2009 X Factor. Like, it was an early X Factor.
In it.
And it was when those two brothers came on, one could sing.
Yeah.
And the other one was there like for moral support. And so the guy he was singing,
Mum Made Them Go Together.
It's like the Mum Made Them Go Together. So they were singing Mysterious Girl.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, oh, Mysterious Girl. And then the brother's just like, come on. In his Jamaican accent. And he goes, come on. And he goes, come on, move your body.
Oh my gosh. That's classic, isn't it? That goes down in history.
That is going down in history. But I always say to my son, he doesn't understand where it's from. He's like, kind of like, come on, move your body.
Does he enjoy it?
He doesn't get it though. He doesn't even notice I'm saying it. But one day he probably will. So there's like no long ting, and there's come on, move your body.
I found the song. I know what it is now.
Okay, what is it? Kiss Kissing.
And the world turning, find the fun turning. You know we got to be nothing but ever blazing. Yeah, man, you know we got to be.
I don't know this tune, you know.
Listen, man, listen to it.
Is it new, Shana Paul?
No, man, it's old. And you can do it with this girl, Tara's Body. She's the best. And you will be winding up like ever blazing. That's what I do in the morning. You should see me, man. My neighbors, they come up through my window and I'm like this.
Ever blazing. But you've never blazed a day in your life, Kat.
Yeah, but I've got a lighter now. I've got a lighter. I've got one of those, you know, those stick things that you know, what they're called? The candle lighter,
the long one.
Yeah.
Because very, I think very, it very matches, convenient.
It'll just get out of, you can just always buy matches. Now I've got this one thing.
Boom.
Well,
Catty.
What's an introduction? Are you going to introduce us properly?
Oh, yes, guys. Oh, my God. This. Hi, everyone. My name's Natalia, and this is my voice and my face.
Hello, everyone. My name is Kat, and this is my voice and my face.
And my face.
Everywhere in it, burn 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 it.
So fire! We went from Enrique Iglesias to Shana Paul to come on with your buddy. What are we doing today, Kat?
We're going to do Sister Day.
Sister Day. Yeah. Yes, it's National Siblings Day when you listen to this, or maybe afterwards or before. I don't know when you're going to listen to this. But National Siblings Day is coming up. And of course, it got us thinking about us having a podcast. But we are siblings. We are sisters coming from the very same womb.
Yeah.
We're not sisters. And we're from sisters from the same mister.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're skin and blisters.
Isn't it?
So, nice. You know,
tick, 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 tick.
Imagine we've had a podcast for like, 4 years now, Kat, and we've never done a sister. We did a sister tag, actually, on our YouTube, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Very funny. I mean, I've left it up there, but I look such a hot mess, Kat.
Remember I had like lipstick on my teeth, which is a classic, Kat. I don't know, like when I go out and people go, oh, you got lipstick on your teeth. I said, that's where I put it, man. That's where it is.
No, but you know the real ones who tell you got lipstick on your teeth.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. But yeah, we look terrible. But the fact is, it's great content.
Remember,
Kat.
I was saying, listen, man, in those days,
Kat, you had a tan line of your glasses.
Yeah, because I wear my glasses and the sun shines in France. We don't get it in England. And I don't have contact lenses. I wear my glasses and I had the tan line with lipstick on my teeth.
That was so funny. But Catherine, what was my hair? My hair, that's when you I dyed my hair blonde.
Manera.
Huh?
your Dennis Rodman era.
That was my Dennis Rodman era. I was just like, it was during lockdown, I think.
No, we were.
It was during lockdown, Kat.
It was
during lockdown. I was like, shaved my hair off. I was postpartum. I had no clothes to wear.
Not much.
No wigs. I was just like, turning up on YouTube anyhow. I don't even give my Eurovision people that. I don't allow myself to turn up like that for my Eurovision guys.
It was a different time. We were actually suffering.
We were actually grieving. You know, our father just passed away, and it was just a time. But the answers on that were really good. It was super fun, and so I've left it there. guys, go and check it out if you want.
Big enough. We've got big panties.
We've got big panties on.
So we're going to pull on our big girl pants and just deal with it.
Deal with it, exactly. So cheers to
us. Nowadays, more people, I think, are just being as casual online. I see loads of people casual in their sweatpants and high bun. Are. So good for that revolution.
Good for them. I mean, I don't have makeup on, but I did chuck on a wig today just for this.
Exactly.
I've been doing my wigs recently.
Exactly.
Come back again.
Good,
so we are doing a sister. We're going to ask each other questions about being sisters.
I think it's going to be hard, Natty.
Is it?
Yeah, what do you think?
Oh, it might be. I mean, I did kind of quickly have a look at what you sent. So I feel like we're going to do this in two parts, guys, because there's so much to do with our sister. Unless we try and cram it all into one.
Nah.
Let's do it in two parts. You want to know about our sisterhood, you guys. Isn't it? I'm sure. I'm guessing. So we'll do part one and we'll do part two. Okay, guys. So now we've got some questions that we are going to ask each other. Here we go.
Natalia, what did I want to be as a child?
Kat, I think you wanted to be a teacher. No. Wait a minute.
Maybe. Probably.
Sunday school teacher.
Yes, Sunday school. I need to teach the children about Jesus.
What did Catherine want to be as a child? Kat, let me just cast my mind back, you know.
Isn't it? Back, man. Roll back the clock.
God. What did you
I don't really know. I don't really think I knew.
I don't. That's the thing. I don't think you ever really came out and said something.
Yeah.
And I'm remembering when I would say stuff, and I'm wondering, I'm trying to cast my mind back to a conversation where it would have been like, oh, Natalia, this, and then what would Catherine's response would have been?
Yeah.
I can't think out. I'm gonna say teacher.
I think I probably at one point, I feel like really, really young, I wanted to be an optometrist because I started to wear glasses when I was young.
What about air traffic controller?
Yeah, air traffic controller
that's my answer, air traffic control.
Yeah, an optometrist and maybe a librarian. I was very lucky. I did my work experience 1 week at Stansted Airport in air traffic control.
That was,
and
I was well
I was an air cadet. And I said no, and they still let me come.
That's so good. You had amazing, a good one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing.
What did I want to be as a child?
So I feel when you were very, very young, you wanted to be an inventor. everything that's not been
there's
invented.
One before that, Kat. There's one before that.
A mechanic.
Oh, a boxer. Yeah. The boxer. Kat. That's my earliest memory. That's one of my earliest memory. Big up Frank Bruno, you know, because Frank Bruno inspired me, and I was like, I'm gonna be a boxer. I was so little. Yeah. So I remember boxer. I remember mechanic because that was Charlene from Neighbours. Kylie.
Isn't it?
Each and every time.
Kylie all the time.
And then I wanted to be an inventor. I don't know who inspired that, but I think I've just liked doing things with my hands and like making things and working things.
And then later on, you wanted to be a TV star.
And then TV presenter, Catherine.
TV presenter.
Yeah, TV presenter just stuck with me. I think in my, from time I was like 10 or something, I just wanted to be on TV. Really wanted to be on TV. And actually, do you know what? I think, did I mention it the other day to you? I can't remember if I said it on the podcast or if I said it on to you offline. But Gordy, our other sibling, reminded me, because I was like, why did I do, my A-levels? Why did I do, like, chemistry and biology? And he was like, because you wanted to be a weather girl.
Yeah, however, girl. Yeah, just get on TV.
I just wanted to be on TV. And I remember Eureka Johnson. Everyone was like, Eureka Johnson started off doing the weather and now look at her. You know? Now look.
Amazing.
So all of those things. But being on TV, that's what the main thing was. Nothing's changed.
Now you're on YouTube.
Now on YouTube, Kat, and I've got a podcast, an award-winning podcast,
no less, darling.
Kat, who was my favourite teacher?
Miss Keepence?
I would probably say Miss Keepence as well.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. She came to me first in my mind, and then I'm looking around in my memory, and I think... I'm searching her memory.
She's moving boxes in her memory, man.
Moving boxes around.
Not you.
Yeah, the thing is, nobody else really had that sort of impact on me.
Yeah.
So Miss Keepence was my drama teacher. And to be honest, she wasn't like the teacher that everyone loved. It wasn't like everyone loved her. She was quite strict. She was quite difficult in the sense of... she wasn't difficult. She was just strict. Wasn't she, Kat? Like, you don't mess about in her class. No. But she did give me that kind of... She kind of knew. I think she saw in me a talent and she gave me a part in the plays and encouragement. Yeah. I always feel like I let her down because I didn't stick with my drama club when I should have.
Yeah.
I really think I let her down because I was like on the path to being like the lead person. Yeah. But I didn't stick at it and I regret that. And then there was also a time when I didn't learn the lines properly. We were doing Antigone, which is Greek tragedy, guys.
Yeah.
And I was playing like the main person, like the blind person. I can't remember the name. Was it Antigone or was it something else? And I didn't have my monologues down. And I just invoked an illness on my body. I was in the nurse, the school nurse, and Miss Keepence came to see me. She was like, "What's going on? Are you going to be able to do it?" And I was like, "I can't do it.
Was it performance night?
It was performance night, Kat.
Oh, that's out of order, now.
It's so out of order. Sorry, Miss Keepence. I apologize.
So you didn't do the show?
I didn't do the show. They had to get the understudy to do it. And I could have managed through, and she probably would have, like, I could have gone like lines and someone feed me the lines. Yeah. But that was the beginning of the end. Oh, gutted for that. But
Send her some flowers.
Send some flowers.
She's still teaching at the school.
Is she?
Yeah.
Kat will send her this episode so she can have my heartfelt apology.
Oh, that's so nice. So who is my favourite teacher?
Who is your favourite teacher? Catherine loved doing English.
Yeah.
And Catherine loved... Who was your favourite teacher, Kat? Miss Keepers as well, though, maybe.
Miss Keepers is definitely up
there for you.
But who was my form teacher, right? He never taught me.
Oh, Mr. Kedwood!
I've got love for that fella.
Yeah. My brain was going there.
Yeah, I got love for him because he was a young guy teaching in a girls' school. He was my form tutor for 5 years. I never studied with him. I never took geography with him.
Geography teacher, yeah.
But he was a good
Everyone fancied him as well.
Yeah,
Everyone fancied him.
Do you know what he used to do? He used to say that he was disappointed in us as a class when we were naughty. And that almost tore me apart. He never had to shout once. Didn't have to throw a chalkboard or nothing. Didn't have to shake the windows or slam the doors. He said, "Girls, I'm very disappointed." I was crying, man. I'm a good girl. It had nothing to do with me. I'm like, "I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry."
Oh,
but you know what? I'll tell you about Mr. Kedwood, a couple of things. So he was like our form tutor. I think it was his first teaching role. So when we were in year seven, at one time, and I thought this was normal, but the more I think about it, this is not normal.
What?
One time he wrote a story, like I think it was like fireworks night or something. So he wrote a story and included all 30 girls' name in that story.
Wow.
It was a story about like a family going to see fireworks.
Did he say the Catherine wheel for you?
Yeah, he did. I was a Catherine wheel. I thought, I could have been like, you know, someone else. Beyonce. Catherine Beyonce. But and I thought to myself, oh, all teachers do that. But that's actually, I was a teacher. I'd never write a story with all the children's names.
Yeah, I think that was above and beyond, totally.
And at one time we had, do you remember when we used to have to do like assemblies? Like sometimes your form do an assembly. Well, I don't know, all this mischief. mischievous people in my class, we weren't really preparing for the assembly. So he wrote the play
for
the assembly. He wrote it, right? Tell his young teacher. And then we ad-libbed it by going, oh, yeah, you little bitch. You know, just added like, so anti-bullying. Don't push her. Yeah, don't push her, you little bitch. You know, and that, so he didn't write that bit, but some girls added bitch all over it. And then another thing. So when I left school, went to college, went to uni, had a year out, then I did a PGCE. So I trained to be a teacher. Then I was doing some supply teaching. Then I found a job as a French teacher at the school that Mr. Kedwood then went to. So a good 8 years after I left school, and I knew he was at that school, and I thought, I'm just going to call him up and just ask him if he could put a good word in for me. So I called the school, got his details, and like they transferred me through. And he's like, hi. And I went, oh, hi, Mr. Kedwood. It's Catherine Anderson. And so 8 years after I left school, he went, oh, Catherine Anderson. Oh, I said, oh, I thought you wouldn't remember me. And he said, like a good teacher always says, he says, I remember that name. I will never forget that name.
Oh,
and I'm like, you know what? So you're going down in history, mate.
Down in history. As my favourite. Oh, I'm so you're going glad down I did. That wasn't history. The first off my tongue.
Well, Miss Keepence, I did think Miss Keepence as well. So she's totally up
yeah,
there.
Yeah, but Keddy. Yeah, Mr. Yeah. Kedford.
Did I was remembering.
No, I never did geography. But when it was compulsory, we never had him. I never had him. He did the other side. But when you were talking about the doing the assemblies, it just reminded me of a little anecdote. One of my finest moments. Back in the day, this is when jungle music was like coming to the forefront, right?
Yeah.
And I'll never forget when it was our turn to do the assembly, I chose the song, I chose the music, and it was basically the jungle version of that classical music. Do you know the song that went so it started off like that as the girls are walking into assembly, Kat, and the teacher was like, oh, lovely music, and you know, everything's all orderly, and then the drop came,
and then everyone was going rowdy,
everyone got rowdy, like, and they were like, turn it off now, lady, girls, turn it off. And but it was not before it got everyone hyped up and rowdy. That was my finest moment, mate. Okay, so Kat, your turn to ask a question.
Okay, excusez-moi. My question to you is, oh, this is nice. What's my favourite activity for the two of us to do together?
What's your favourite activity for the two of us to do together? Activity. What do we do? The podcast. Kat, what else do we do together? We just chat. When we're together, we just chat. There's no activity happening.
No activities.
There's no activity happening, Catherine. The activity is the podcast. That's what we do.
I think it like maybe, well, we talked about in the future as well, but you know, we sometimes go away together, or we might like to do that sort
of
thing.
Yeah, but Kevin, have we done it though? We've done it a few times, actually. We went to Lyon.
We've been to Paris.
And we've been to Paris. Yeah. Do you like that?
Yeah, I like being away on tour. And then you invited me to your summer holiday this summer, didn't you?
Yeah. Where am I going? What did I say?
You said, I want to go to Butlins. Spain. Do you want to come?
Spain. Yeah. Well, do you know what? I said Butlins because recently there was an advert on telly had Butlins, and I just Googled it straight away. I was like, let me check out this Butlins team, you know? But yes, Spain, Kat coming.
And you know me, I go to bed early and I'm not drinking, so I'm a good one to look after.
She says, as Natalia takes her glass of wine.
I'm filling up a water jug. Yeah, so what do we do?
So travelling.
What's your favourite activity with me?
You guess.
What for you, the podcast. Yeah. What else do we do together? Podcast awards. We have to enter some so we could go again.
I haven't been entering any podcast awards. I might try the...
We made two podcast awards. That's been fun because we got to dress
one,
up.
One, we won and we came second. Okay, we won the second place, which is phenomenal. And the other one, we were nominated.
Exactly.
Shortlisted. And we got dressed up. every time. So yeah. Amazing feats. And that's the thing for me, I love doing the podcast with you. One, yeah. because it's like, it's so much fun.
Yeah.
And two, it's like we've got a joint purpose.
Yeah.
And three, it gives us an excuse to be together and talk exactly. and have a laugh.
Exactly.
I love it, Kat. I love it. I'm in love the ting, you know. Mic drop.
Mic drop the mic. We ain't got the budget to be replacing.
We don't have the budget.
Mics.
Exactly.
Yet.
Okay. Next question.
Yes, sugar pie, sweetie.
Who was my favorite band and or singer in secondary school?
So many.
I did, because I was a music head. I loved
you
music.
Love, oh, these are the people that you love.
Yeah, list them off, Ketty.
Spice Girls?
Yeah.
All Saints?
Yes. Catherine, oh, I was going to say I'm going to see Chasney Lewis. I'm not going to, no, I did, well, maybe, I don't know if I'm going to buy my ticket to be back in time.
When
but
is it?
I bought her new album on vinyl, yeah. and I think I've got a T-shirt coming with it, and or like a signed thing. I bought yeah. her. Do you know, guys? Let me just break something down to you. You don't need to show more love to Chasney Lewis. You know,
in it.
Big up. Give Chasney Lewis her flowers. Remember when Mum used to call me Chasney?
In it.
Mum used to call me Chasney. I used to walk. In, and listen, I love the Spice Girls, got loads of time for Spice Girls, absolutely love them and the impact they had on me. But the impact that All Saints had on me, and in particular Chasney Lewis, songwriter to this day, she's literally one of my favourite songwriters
wow.
ever.
I listen to go. When is it?
Katie's at Jazz Cafe as well. It's in May, it's like end of May. I might be in London, I don't know. I might be in London. I wasn't sure what my movements were going to be, you
yeah.
see. So I'm going to yeah. double check, and maybe I just have to go. And I've got to tell her I love her
so much,
in person. I love her so much. When it comes to songwriting, everyone needs to just shut up.
In it, just sit down.
Everyone needs to just sit down and
sit
listen
down.
To Chasney Lewis. Like her harmonies, her the things, that, the way that she creates a soundscape, everyone just pee off.
Right.
Pee off.
What? You don't have to take the
I feel so strongly.
With your love.
With my love. I love her so much. I love her so much as an artist, as a singer, as a songwriter, as a musician. Every time. Effing love Chasney. So,
wow.
yeah.
Yes,
no one can
it.
Talk to me. So,
that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So, I'll leave it at that. Leave it there.
So, yeah, in secondary school, I suppose, yeah, that was my, yeah. Also, remember Mum used to call me Chasney? It's because I loved when they were wearing those combat trousers.
I know,
like the skinny,
they're so cool.
The vest tops.
That was so nice, actually, because, you know, sometimes we're used to seeing women in skimpy clothing, but as a young girl, it was nice to see just a plain T-shirt and big combats.
Vest top and combats. When I walked yeah. into the kitchen like that, Mum's like, look at Chasney Lewis.
Chasney,
and I was
right.
like, yes.
Chasney, turn up.
Chasney turns up, mate. I yeah. love her.
Nice.
So, yeah. Okay. So, Catty's favourite band as singer in secondary school. Ella Fitzgerald.
Yeah, yeah. You know she's my queen. She's my queen. Ella. She's right
there. Catherine was skating. You lot know this. We talked about it in another episode, but Catty
you
was
know who
skating.
Crossed my mind? Yeah, but...
Dina Carroll.
Yeah. Dina Carroll.
Warm to Dina Carroll.
Oh, we don't need a crowd. I like songs that were like big songs, you know,
big,
like big songs.
Ballads.
We don't have songs like that anymore. No one sings like that.
I need people
but what
to start
kind of
singing
13
again.
Year old is going, we don't need a crowded ballroom. Everything we want
is here.
It's not in my key, Dina.
So face to face when you're embrace the perfect year. Oh my
yeah.
God. Yeah. Katty, Dina Carroll and Ella Fitzgerald. Okay.
Old people's music. I was like listening to, I wasn't listening to Radio 2, but I could have if I knew about
you
it.
You liked Jazz, no. Was it Jazz FM you liked, Kat?
Yeah.
And the smooth music.
Yeah.
You love that changed. Smooth drive time. Like at no, evening.
Drive.
Was it
yeah.
not drive time, but it was like the evening session when it was like,
yeah,
hey,
man.
Jazz.
Do you know what? Yeah, I love that. I need to just go to those radio stations and just be outside with my banner saying, I love you, I love you.
Katty, why can't you work on that radio station?
Exactly.
Why can't you be the one playing the smooth
voice? Audition.
Audition your smooth voice, please.
Hi, everybody. welcome after a busy day. After a busy day, get comfortable, get your blanket and your pillow.
Is that sexy though?
Is it sexy?
I swear it's supposed to have a bit of a kind of like for the late night
listeners.
These are
old men doing it, you know? They just
get your blanket and pillow and your cup of cocoa.
Hug your partner if you've got one.
Or your hot water bottle.
If you haven't, form a queue outside the radio station.
Ooh, solicitation. All right, your turn, babe.
My turn, baby. A baby in red. What's my favorite? What is Natalia's favorite ice cream flavor?
Why Natalia's? Why isn't it yours?
No, I asked you. Oh, yeah. Sorry. What you asked her. What is my favorite ice cream flavor?
Rum and raisin.
Oh, do you know what? I could
Katie,
say
you loved the rum and raisin.
Yeah,
you did.
I forgot all about it. You know, in our house,
that's a grown ice cream.
Listen, when we were growing up, we had that. What's it called? Napolitan. Was it the three flavors?
The tricolore, isn't it? Yeah,
tricolore thing. But we always, never could have a Sunday meal without rum and raisin. Natty, me lie.
Rum and raisin.
Yes.
That's a Jamaican household. You have rum and raisin ice cream.
Box it off, man. And then remember, Mum.
Yeah, absolutely.
They had the one open new cut like this rum and raisin. They serve themselves. We look at it.
They serve themselves first.
Two people serve themselves, and then no rum and raisin.
Over half is gone. No, but remember when Mum used to soak raisins in rum. Right, she used to soak raisins in rum and had her own bottle, and then sometimes she would just buy vanilla ice cream and then pour over the rum and raisin. We'd have that when we were a bit older, but mum would do that.
Listen, I need to be, well, you know, I don't want to be drinking the drink, but that rum and raisin, soak it up with the raisin. That's the best way to have raisin, if you ask me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, rum and raisin.
Okay, so what is my favorite ice cream flavor?
I think you're one of those modern people now. I think you're like a cookie and cream kind of girl. Cookies and cream. You're like a praline girl or something.
Oh,
you're
no.
Caramel
no,
or something. You're like a peanut
I would
butter.
I would say peanut butter, but caramel. But you know what? Just the other day, just literally last week, I went to visit my dear friend Anne-Law, shout out, she might be listening, in Greenwich. And there's this amazing ice cream parlour in Greenwich. Can't remember the name of it. But they had Snickers ice cream.
Oh, yeah. You like
and I love a Snickers ice cream, but they had the ones that they made themselves. So it's got the peanut butter, but it's also got the caramel and the chocolate.
Ooh,
that
did you
sort
have
of
that?
Fit. Yeah, I had it. It was banging.
Oh my gosh.
So
sounds
good.
A bit decadent.
And it wasn't overly sweet. It was the perfect, because sometimes the actual Snickers ice cream can be a bit much. But this one was perfect. The balance of tous les choses.
L'équilibre.
Quoi? Okay, Catherine, if I opened a business, what would it be?
You.
Me.
So if you open a business.
Who's
so
I?
I and I, Jamaica.
If I and I did open a business now.
You would have a recording studio.
Ooh.
You would have a recording studio and you will be letting recording the people them. And then you will be doing the voiceover. You'll be the new Shana Paul. You'll be like, Natty Paul, Natty Paul. No, you'd have
you
a recording studio. You'd help them. You do all the sounding and everything and wrap it all up nice for them.
Yeah,
and you could do the podcast services.
Catherine, that is actually something that's been in my mind for so long.
Yeah, let
it's
the
more
do
of
the
a like recording
stuff.
But like podcast studio, recording studio, but with a cafe there and a place, but also a performance area.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Where you could have live podcasting happening, or you can have poetry readings or storytelling, but like intimate space with a little stage for small audiences, and you could have talks and things like that. That is my...
That'd be nice.
Oh my God. I think I'm going to do it. I'd love to do it, mon chef. I'd love to do that. Absolutely.
That'd be awesome.
Thank you. So what would Catherine's business be? Catherine's business would be something around poetry and something around helping people and something around performance, you know, performance poetry, but also helping people.
Yeah.
Like a charity, but like where there's performance poetry. Is that, yeah. What would you say, Kat?
Well, do you know what my new dream is? And I've just come to it recently.
Yeah.
This is actually my dream. I would love to do this, is to be a movement and poetry therapist. And actually, ooh, creative therapies are on the rise because, you know, talking therapies is excellent, but people are looking for new ways to get their therapy and sort of drama therapy, art therapy, creative therapies. That's what I do. It's definitely helping people and definitely using my creative arts to do that.
Oh my God, that sounds amazing, Katie Boo. I love it. I love, love, love it. That's right up your street. You've got to do it.
Got to do it, girl. Got to do it.
Okay, next one.
Next one. So let me see now. My question is, which celebrity inspires me?
Which celebrity inspires Catherine? Which celebrity inspires...
You know, because I'm all big on celebrity culture.
You're not massive. I mean, you reference Sean Paul a lot.
I know. The thing is, I like have 20 celebrities that I love. And you know, I love you.
God,
that's all it is.
Who are they, though?
Someone in my mind and you never
inspiring,
get it.
Inspiring. Never it. Chimamanda Ngozi.
Oh, yes.
You know, writers, I think.
Yes.
Even like Dolly Alderton and like people like who've done writing, I think.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Maybe Michaela Cole.
Oh, whew. Lord, you know? I have to wash her feet when I see her.
So that's good, you're saying, those answers.
Yeah, those are good answers.
Okay, great.
The thing is, you can't just get the one person, can you?
So who would... The right ballpark.
I immediately thought of Tracy Chapman.
Oh yes,
I am, because listen, have you seen
also that could have been your singer band favorite band singer Catherine, exactly, from back in the day. You would always listen to Tracy Chapman.
It's all connected. Like, she's an angel. She is actually an angel. Like, if you listen to her songs, she can solve your problem right there.
Yeah, Katty, you turned me into Tracy Chapman all those years ago.
Heal your heart, man. She's just, and what I love about Tracy Chapman's work is the simplicity, but the depth.
Mm.
The depth and the heart, you know, because I'm a heart-connected person, like the heart connection, the simplicity. And you see Tracy come back just the other day, just singing on the stage with that young man.
Yeah.
Blew everyone out the water.
Absolutely. That's what everyone was talking about, Kat.
Blew everyone out the water. Like, she, and I like the way that you don't really hear much about her. She just goes on about her life. And she
love
just,
that.
Yeah, because I like that kind of reclusive kind of
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I love
famous,
that.
I'd like to spend most of the time being out of the sight.
Don't yeah, me too, me too.
Don't have to see me drinking tea, you know, you don't. But when I come back now,
you're going to know about it. Yeah.
Like, honestly, like I would, you know, when people say who's your dinner party guest, she would have to be there because that would be an honour. That'd be an honour.
What an honour, Kat.
I'd be kneeling on the floor at her feet, man. I'd be kneeling, sister.
In it. What an honour.
Yeah. But the ladies.
And then you'll be like, have you finished? You're going to eat that.
Yeah, you're gonna eat that, Tracy.
Tracy, you're gonna eat that, love.
My name is broke up, man. I can't kneel. Me and my fart is now, Tracy.
Oh God. Okay. So,
your celebrity that inspires Natalia. Can I have my go, please?
Okay, go on.
I'm thinking Grace Jones.
Yes.
I'm thinking Naomi Campbell.
Yes.
I'm thinking, what's his fierce? What's this guy's name? The Foo Fighter guy. I can't remember his name.
Oh, Dave Grohl.
I'm thinking Dave Grohl. Am I on the right?
Yeah, you are. I mean, do you know what? It's been a while since I've thought about who inspires me, but definitely Grace Jones. She's magnetic. The magnetism, the presence. And the fact of the matter is, like, the longevity of her career.
Yeah.
And she does things on her own terms, and she's still yeah. here, and she's still doing things, and she will yeah. do to the end of time. You know,
no.
I think timeless. She's timeless. Her she's impact. Beautiful. She's humorous. Ooh. She's oh god, she's so funny, and she's I love her. Captivating.
She is just like you would not be able to take your eyes off of her. Like she'd like you know if you stare at someone like because it's. Might be rude or whatever, but you could not help it.
No,
just be
no, no. But the thing is, I feel like she's used to that, or she knows that's about her, but she doesn't ever sort of lord it over people. She just she just resides in her presence, and she's just so put together, held together, iconic, just absolutely wonderful, and someone who has influenced so many people. Yeah. And she's a Jamaican woman.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Respect.
So I love her. Naomi Campbell, absolutely. There's something about Naomi Campbell that speaks to me. Again, it's that sort of strong black woman. Mm. Sometimes there's a lot of negative things that surround her, like different stories and things that you think, oh God, I hope that's not true. But I feel like, in the sense of what Naomi Campbell represents, not knowing her personally and not going into like personal stories or whatever, I feel like she's often, I've got a picture of her on my wall here.
Yeah.
Like she's definitely someone who's inspired me. Huh?
She's an icon.
She's iconic. Like she's broken mm-hmm. down barriers. She's been at the forefront of so many things. And she's represents this sort of black femininity and this strong, I just love strong black women. I love strong black women. And then when it comes to Dave Grohl, yeah, I think I haven't thought about Dave Grohl for quite some time, but back in the day, like he was definitely someone that I looked up to. I think because one, he was just such a great musician, great storyteller, and super kind. I just love people who have this kindness about them, no matter how big their star status is. I just love the fact that, like, every time you see Dave Grohl, he's just being awesome. Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
and
so nice.
And I love that. I love that about him. So, and he's definitely someone that I would want to meet and, like, hear the stories and, you know, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, Kat. So nice.
Yay! Okay. Catherine, what would I do with all my money if I had all the money in the world?
I think you'd be I think you'd have a property portfolio. Maybe you'd have like a line of luxury hotels or something. Because you definitely would invest the money so you get returned, multiplied. Thus said the Lord.
Amen.
You wouldn't sort of squander it. And I think you'd be very shrewd and sensible, and I think you'd put the money to work. And I think you're interested in property and you're interested in flipping things or keeping things or long-term investments. But I just had an idea, just flashed it. I didn't come across it. It just flashed into my head that imagine if you had just like luxury hotel chains, you know, all the girlies can go and have their spas.
I've never really thought about that. Here's the thing. I've definitely thought about having hotels.
Did you?
Yeah. So when I went to Jamaica, I was like, I want to take over this hotel. I've got just got a business. Amazing. Yeah, but it's like a business. When I see people not running the business, right, I'm like, let me do it for you. You know, I've never had a hotel industry experience, but like. There's something like when we went to St. Thomas in Jamaica, we stayed in one's hotel. I was just like, I would love to have this hotel. Like if I could have this hotel, I would just run it. I'd employ the local people. And so here's the thing, when it comes to, I don't think I'd have a luxury hotel. I think I'll have a hotel which serves the community and serves people. I would want it that people could go there. Do you know what I mean? I wouldn't want it to be too exclusive. I would want it to be like good service.
Yeah.
The best service, but I would want people to be able to afford it and go there. And I'd like the local people to.
I think I was on that train of thought, but with just like nice things, absolutely. People, but definitely nice things, you know, because we deserve nice things, especially when we think about Jamaica. You know, I'm not talking about excluding people from the beaches or that boils my blood, you know, but definitely we having nice food, we're having nice music time, we're having nice do your nails, do your little massage, darling. And we put that style Kanye Max sister. Yeah, nice thing. I feel like I can see that. Like, if you had all the money, I think, you know, but you do it in your way. So when we talk about luxury, we might have an image or an idea or an impression what that means. But I think your luxury would be sort of, I don't want to say boho chic, but, you know, like, come as you come in your little guitar, man. Come off the street with your guitar and jam it up and, like, vibesy.
Vibesy.
But I'm talking about, I say luxury, but I mean definitely with the cool
vibesy. And for the community, like, I always think if I was to do something, especially if it's going into a community, I have to employ the locals. I have to give them opportunities. I will set up a thing with the schools, like, give me all the interns, training, everything, and just give back to the community. That would be my ultimate thing. I think if I had all the money in the world, I definitely would be investing it in, like you say, like, property and stuff and businesses, but I would also tie it into, like, giving back.
Absolutely
training people. Community vibes. And so for you, Catty, what would you do? I think you'd give it away. You'd have charities, mate. Okay, like, I don't have this money.
You know, I'd pay for people to go to university. I'd have a sponsorship. Like, I've seen people do it. Like, you know, they said, and don't worry, kids, this university fee.
But do you know what, Kat? Tagging onto that, do you know what I was just thinking the other day? Because I was thinking that I need it myself. And I've had a friend of mine say that this is what she would love as well. Mm-hmm. And this is what I would do. I would sponsor people, like creatives.
Yeah.
I would be like, do you know what? You don't have to work. Concentrate on that album. Exactly. Boom. Everything is taken care of. Do you know what I mean? Concentrate on that book. Everything's taken care of. Yeah, like, exactly. I've got you. That's the kind of thing that sponsorship. Yeah. So like what you said, like, going to university, but, like, if it's not a person who doesn't want to go to university or is, like, a creative or is older, do you know what I mean? Like, you know, and they've got an album in them, but they've got to still pay rent. Like, I will cover the cost.
I love that. I love that. So someone else said that on Insta recently.
No. Friend said, I wish it, because she's a creative. She was just like, I wish I could find a rich person who could just fund me. And I was like, babe, exactly. And I was like, if I had the money, I'd do it for you. But even now in this day and age, for me, all the creative projects that I want to do, I just thought to myself, God, it would be so amazing if there was a rich person who'd just be like, hey, don't worry about it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, man. Listen, man, no one's paying fees when we're around, man.
Exactly. Boom. That's why we got to win the lottery.
So are we going to wrap up or are we continuing, Natalia?
I think maybe we do one or two more. Let's go to number 10.
What? <I can't... laughs> What is my most embarrassing memory?
What's your most embarrassing memory?
I don't know.
I don't know. Was it singing the song? Wait. Was it singing in church that time and having to do the ad libs? You've spoken.
To cry. Oh my God. Singing in church.
Yeah, was it that? Or what else? What else? Let me think of an embarrassing story about Kat.
As a child.
Embarrassing. I can't remember. I can't think of anything. Is it to do with boys?
Nah, I wasn't interested in boys.
No.
I'm interested now. What? Email, DM, do what you should do. Stupid.
Stupid mofos.
Let me tell you a story, Natty.
Go on.
I don't know if you'd remember this, but we went round to, like, my mum and dad's family friend's house when we were young. There must be a party there. And I was probably 8 or 9, old enough is all I'm going to say. And I really needed the toilet and we were in the front room. But I was so embarrassed to ask to go into the kitchen to ask the parent to go to the toilet because I'd never really been to this family person's house. And long story short, Natty, you know what happened?
Did you wet yourself?
Yeah.
I don't remember this.
And then it was a big hoo-ha, right? And I'm big enough, like, to know how to use the toilet. But I was so embarrassed. I was such a scaredy girl, wasn't I?
Scaredy.
And then, you know, but this is how you get raised, right? Because people are like, why you never tell me you need a toilet? No, you need a toilet. Why? So it's all embarrassing because I'm big enough to not wet myself. Wet myself in the living room. And then instead of, like, taking me away, drying me up or whatever, why you never say you need the toilet? Why you never say, did you know you need the toilet? And so you're just like, The yeah. way that you're telling me. But like, oh, with our God. Parents never used to think about the psychology, innit?
No.
Or like, oh, maybe she's so timid, she couldn't tell us. Oh, but look, put you on the spot, all the little children, all the little adults looking at you like, oh, nah, no. I've got another embarrassing one.
Okay, but who, I'm going to bleep this out or cut it. Who was the house?
House. Was it? We never used to go to their house. Did we?
Every now and then.
It wasn't like a house.
Yeah, it wasn't like, yeah. Oh,
embarrassing. Tony, but you know, Tony and all that.
I've got no recollection. I kind of.
Anyway, Natty.
Yeah, go on.
Second embarrassing when I was a child. Remember, we did rowing.
Yeah.
And we had these big boats that you can't fall in.
I know that one. I should have come up with that one. I should have.
In the river, didn't I? I fell in the river when... Like, how did you fall in the river? You can't fall... I was like, this... Whoa.
For people who don't know, we grew up on the River Lee, which is a river that goes into the River Thames. It's from... It goes from North London. It goes out of London, I think. It starts in, what, Luton, maybe, and it flows through North London and then down. And then there's a bit that sort of splits off around Hackney area or East London. But we went to the Lee Rowing Club in Hackney. And when we started off, you start with all the kids, and they teach us how to row. And there's the beginner boats. There's for the single sculls, the beginner boat is this wide red boat. And then for the four, there's like a bigger, it's called a tub. It's just a massive boat, and you've got your oars. Remember, Kat? Okay. And these boats are supposed to be so solid, like you just can't fall in, you can't lose your balance, unlike some of the other sculls, which are very, you know, the ones that you see on television and competitive rowing, they're very thin. They're literally as wide as your hips. Like you sit in there and you've got to balance immediately. So Katty, I remember this so clearly because we all went down there. I feel like I was in a tub at the time. I could have even been steering or something. And there was like, someone's falling in. Who's it? Katty. And Catherine, you fell in right in front of our house.
Did I?
Catherine, was it was in Tottenham that you fell in.
I don't think I fell in. Yeah, in Tottenham, but not as far as like one of the bridges, I think. I don't think it was as far
wasn't
as
it?
Our flat.
Because I thought it was as far as our flat. Because our flat overlooked. And I was so scared. I was like, my sister's fallen in the river. Because also, back then, Kat, they used to give us so many like warnings about falling in the river. That's why I still have like a bit of a phobia of open water swimming.
Yeah.
Although I love swimming, but I would always say I love to swim in a swimming pool. When it comes to like lakes and rivers, if anything touches me, I feel like I'm just going to be... I feel like they gave us the image of like weeds just dragging you under. Do you know what I mean? Like we grew up with this really kind of warning, like don't fall in the river. And this kid fell in the river. And sometimes we'd have stories about kids drowning, didn't we, growing up? So when Catherine fell in the river, like, oh my God, Catherine fell in the river. And then we had to go back to boathouse and we got... Didn't rescue we get boat. The rescue boat come out? Yeah. So maybe I wasn't with you on the water. I feel like the word got back. Because
so
I was in the rescue boat.
Everyone was there and it's like a big boat. You can't really fall out of it. And I fell out and then I had to be rescued and everyone was watching and looking. And that had too much attention for me. I was like a quiet girl. This is too much attention. And I had to get changed and showered and get new.
And then the word got around down, like everyone in the boathouse knew. Everyone who someone fell in. What, in a tub?
You don't understand the psychology. Like, just leave me alone now. Don't mention it. But how did you fall in? How did you do that? You can't fall out of those boats. How did... And I was just like, get me out of here.
I remember, no, I don't think, I feel like I was in, because we were in the group, because there was a big
group. I think
you
were in a red boat.
On a red boat. I was in the same boat as Katty. Yeah, I remember that. But when they bought the rescue boat, which was like a powered boat. We've never seen it come out before. All of a sudden it's like, rescue boat come out. But they let me get in the rescue boat with you.
To comfort me.
I'm pretty sure they're like, all right, you're getting love. Go on, go on. These East Londoners.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Kat. That is an embarrassing memory. Okay, what is my most embarrassing memory?
All I have to do with boys. Boys.
Sometimes the girl just... Let me get in my Britney. Sometimes a girl just needs one.
Exactly. She needed one.
To have an empty heart.
So isn't that he was 12? She's like, I need a boy, man.
Catherine,
I need a boy.
I needed boys before that. I swear to God, I just loved boys. No, because when I was in primary school, I used to fancy that guy. I won't say his name. You know the one.
Tell me later.
I'll bleep it out.
Oh, yeah.
He never used to chase me in Kiss Chase. Can you bloody chase me, please? Because I'm waiting here. I'm hovering.
I'm running.
Tell me why I'm hovering around when everyone else is running away.
Oh my gosh.
This guy. But do you know what? Catherine, though, with that guy, I swear to God, he ended up fancying me. Of course. When we grew older and we you know, I see him at house parties and stuff.
Yeah.
So, FYI, I fancied him in primary school. Huh? No, he never chats me. He never really did. But I knew.
Don't let us start about what's wrong with boys. But anyway. Boys.
Right? Boys. Now, oh, Kat, I've got one.
I've got one, Nate.
No, what is it?
Bleep all of this out.
Bleep the names. Yeah. Okay, go on.
Brother. Remember when you went to this house party? Remember when you went to the house party? You weren't even their friends. And she went to this house party with this fluffy headband. She heard about this party. Not house party.
No, Kat, I was invited.
Oh, sorry, I thought you weren't invited. But she weren't really close friends. So when she turned up, they were surprised.
Catherine, let me tell the story. Kat, you're right. Catherine, you are right. Okay, we've got to bleep the names because these people are kind of known.
Oh, are they?
Okay. Yeah, of course, like, they're known. Okay. Singers and music people. Yeah. Okay, people who know. Okay. Yes. So here's the thing. Invited everyone to her birthday party.
Yeah.
Okay, at her house.
Yeah.
I fancied the socks of her big brother. Like, this guy was so handsome and so saucy and so, like, had so much vibrato, like spice and sauce.
Hello.
You know, he was, I was 16 and I was older than her, like by 2 years. And he was older than me by like a year, I think. Yeah. And so like when you're 16, like to be friends with a 14-year-old, like we weren't that friends, but she invited everyone. And I got the, by association, the invitation was to me as well. I was there. So turn up. So the invitation said, oh, it's fancy dress. Wear headdress, something on your head and fancy dress. So I was like, cool. Okay, got it. And I went to Claire's Accessories and I bought this like hairband with like fluffy, sparkly pink hairband. And then I wore this like denim skirt. Cat, and I was just, Catherine, my Native American style shirt.
Sorry.
Yes, I wore like my Native American. I love this shirt so much. It was like made of suede kind of material, and it gave the sort of feeling of like a Native American like dress. So that was the top, and then I wore this long denim skirt, and I was so excited, getting ready. I was like, Dad, we're gonna be late. So Dad drives me to their house now. And then he waits outside and I'm like, go away. Like, Dad, Dad. But when we turn up, I'm like, it just feels quiet. The street feels quiet. And something did just flick past my mind. Like, what if, you know, it's not happening? But go out of my mind. So their house had like a big window at the front. So you could kind of see inside. It wasn't like a normal kind. Well, it wasn't like your usual British kind of terraced houses. I think it was like a newer build, maybe in the 60s, like sort of kind of build. But it had like a big glass window, so you could sort of see up into the living room. And I was like, "Don't look like a party." But I was like, "Dad, go."
Yeah, leave me alone. I'll call you back.
And I rang the bell, ding dong, and then they open it and they're like, "What are you doing?" Oh. And they're like, oh my God, oh, the party's cancelled. Oh, but you can come in anyway. And I was like, the party's cancelled. So all of her real friends would have got that message. Yeah,
exactly.
Katie, they were like, what are you doing? Oh my God, oh, the party's cancelled. And then her brother was there like, you know. But they let me come in because by this point, Dad had already gone.
Yeah.
Because he sees the door open and he's gone. Yeah. And I could have probably just, I mean, we didn't really have mobile phones back then. I'm not sure if Dad had a mobile, but I was just like, I want to say, because like her brother's there. Maybe this is a way I could get closer to him or get to know him. And he had a quite cute friend as well. But anyway, Catherine, I was so embarrassed. embarrassed. Oh, no. Like, turn up with my headgear. They were like, oh, you've got the headgear. Oh,
oh no, they were like
so passionate. I was just like, oh my God. But they let me come up. I stayed for dinner. Like, I stayed with them and the mom and
family man.
Yeah, I was just there, like, I don't really know. Oh my God. But... And the thing is, they had, they to me, they were just so cool. Like, they were all really musical, and they were just such cool people. And I just, like, you know, and their friends were cool because they actually had some friends over. It wasn't just the family. So like, her brother had a friend, and it would, but it was all people who would just sort of hang out in the house, you know. And then there's me, like a freaking lemon. Catherine, I forgot all about that one, but yes, that is a good embarrassing story.
Did you think of something else?
I feel like I did have something on my mind, but I can't remember now. It's gone out of my head. Oh yes, I did. I think I've told it on the podcast before. Not
about first kiss.
No, that wasn't embarrassing. We all had to go through that. not that we kissed the same guy, but we all had to have a horrible first kiss. Not that one, because that one got me having a kiss when I wanted to kiss someone. When I was walking home from drama class, and I had to oh my god, that was just so embarrassing. So I think I've said this on the podcast before, but just very...
Was it your M&8 bag?
No, it wasn't my M&8 bag, because I was in year 9 at this point. I think so. That was year 7 times. But basically, very long story short, my neighbour, our neighbour, who lived just in the flat above us, had some friends that I just fancied. But one in particular that I really fancied his socks. I might even say his name, because he's actually famous now or known. Should I say his name? Just for reference. Catherine's saying no. What? You don't think I should? Why not? It could be funny for people. He's not famous, but I saw him on telly the other day. I was like, what the hell? Should I say his name? Okay, so my neighbour's friend was a childhood friend, you know, for years, and I fancied him so much. Oh my God. Actually, there's quite a few embarrassing things surrounding this guy, because I sent him a Valentine's card. Never got a Valentine's card back from him, but I sent him one, the one and only Valentine's card I've ever sent. Anyway, this is going on long enough. Basically, this guy's called Joel B. McEnough, okay? And he played football, and now he's a football pundit, I believe. So, yeah, so look him up. But basically, he was friends with our neighbour. And anytime he'd come round, I'd just want to, like, go out and, like, walk the dog or make sure he sees me. I'd act a fool. Oh, my God, I'd act a fool. But this particular time, they were... So my neighbour, Joel B, and some other of the friends, I think there was maybe, like, 4 or 5 of them, were further down in the estate, right, at another friend's house who lived at the top of the estate.
Yeah.
And I was walking home one day. It was a really long day after school, and I'd just done a drama rehearsal. I think we were rehearsing Romeo and Juliet or something. And I was just like, my bag was so heavy. It wasn't even a backpack. It was a record bag. So it was just on one shoulder. My blazer was too big. It was sort of hanging off me. But the worst of all is that I was wearing these knee-high socks, right? And it lost its elastic.
Oh, no.
Just every few steps, it would just fall down. I'd stop and pull them up, and then they'll fall down again. And my skirt, my skirt was too big for me, and I used to roll my skirt up.
Yeah.
Right? And so by this point, it's like maybe like 6 p.m., my skirt had like already started to unroll at the back. So it's like shorter at the front, longer at the back. I was just a hot mess.
A mess.
And all I could think of was like, I'm hungry. I just want to get home. Walking home, and all I could hear was these voices. I was like, please don't. Because I knew where this guy lived, like the friend of neighbor. But true enough, because I knew they were all friends, I was like, they were all there, including
shout out to you.
Joby. Yeah. And my friend, our neighbour, was like, Nat, come here. And I was like, don't.
Oh, embarrass me, man.
Catherine. And he's like, come here. And then he put his arm around me, like, Nat, how you doing? Yeah, like talking, because he knew I fancied Joby. And oh my God. And I was just like, yeah, I'll just come back from drama. And yeah, okay. All right. Oh, I'm going to go home. Okay. I start walking off and my socks are falling down, like yeah, pooling around my ankles, my skirt. And I was just like, of all the days, like, why can't I look good? And then I could hear them laughing. And I don't know if they were laughing at me. They probably were, Kat, but they were laughing. And I was just like, get me home. I just want to melt.
It's terrible, isn't it? That age, isn't it? When you like boys and then you're in a group.
God.
Reason you're the only girl, and
oh my God,
well,
but
horrible.
I fancied that one, and I've fancied that guy since the beginning. Anyway, do you know what, guys? We've been talking for ages. Why don't we finish off with a very quick one? Kat, what food do I hate? Quick fire round.
Frog legs. I don't know what you hate. You like everything, don't you?
I do, but I hate beetroot.
Oh, do you? I didn't know that.
You didn't know that. Hate it.
What about me? What food do I hate?
What food do calories hate? Goat's head soup.
Oh, man.
If you want to know the reference to that, you've got to listen to our episode where we were in Jamaica, where we talk about going to Jamaica.
At the jerk place, you give me manish
water. Oh, my gosh.
God,
but what do you hate?
Sushi.
You hate sushi?
Yeah, but I thought maybe I don't know it enough, but it's not for me.
Oh, you've probably never had a good sushi. Oh, okay. Voila. Okay, those are some questions. We'll keep the rest for another time.
Yeah, we'll keep it in the bank.
Let's keep it in the bank and let's revisit this maybe next year on National Siblings Day. Guys, thank you so much for listening to our podcast. Thank you for joining us. Merci beaucoup. I hope you had fun. Don't forget you could write to us at expatimmigrant@gmail.com if you've got anything you'd like to tell us and say.
Answer
some of the questions. Amazing. Actually, and also maybe do your own. If you've got a sibling, do your own and tag us. Put it on Instagram and tag us at expatimmigrant. You can tag us there. Follow us at Expat Immigrant on Instagram, on X, and subscribe to our channel on YouTube. Damn it.
Damn you.
Not damn you, love you. Damn it.
Damn it. Where can you find your Insta?
Oh, you can find my Insta. I'm at TunefulTV. And Kat, what's your Insta?
At KatAllAbout1.
Brilliant. We've done it. Okay. We're trying to get better at these sort of outros and your call to actions. Anyway, guys, we love you. Je vous aime. Bonne continuation. Et à toutes, à très bientôt.
À très bientôt. Ciao.
Au revoir. Bye.
Au revoir. Bye.
Bye.